Good morning, everybody. Today's passage is from Mark chapter 5, verses 35 through 43. This is kind of a continuation of yesterday's devotion, so I encourage you to listen to that if you haven't done so. Again, today's passage is from Mark chapter 5, verses 35 to 43. While he was still speaking, he referring to Jesus, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, but he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with them, and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. All right, so in case you weren't part of yesterday's Devo, you still haven't listened to it, let me give you a quick refresher. In verses 21 through 24, Jesus is met by a ruler of the synagogue by the name of Jairus, which is the same guy that we see in our passage here. He came seeking Jesus because his daughter was sick to the point of death, and he wanted Jesus to come and lay his hands on her so that she might be healed. Jesus agrees to go to Jairus' house, but on the way, he stopped by a woman who touches his garments and is healed. Today's passage comes immediately after this incident. In verse 35, it says that while Jesus was blessing the woman who was just healed, some messengers come from Jairus' house to inform Jairus and Jesus that Jairus' daughter is now dead. And they essentially add on, what's the point then of having Jesus come now? You know, they report the news, "Jairus, your daughter is dead," and basically also say, there's really no point in Jesus coming anymore. But before anyone else can say anything, Jesus looks to Jairus, this esteemed ruler of the synagogue, and says, "Do not fear, only believe." Let me ask, if you were Jairus, how would you respond? How would you respond to the news that your daughter has just died? How would you respond to Jesus' words in that moment? I imagine that I might want to agree with Jesus that I shouldn't fear, but I'd also be filled with a lot of sorrow. I might be angry or frustrated. I might want to just weep with pain. And it's possible that Jairus felt all those things. But what I find extremely interesting about the following set of events is that Jairus, the man who started this whole thing by falling at the feet of Jesus, begging him to come save his daughter, is completely silent. In our passage, there is a whole slew of characters. You've got the messengers who came from Jairus' house to deliver the sad news, Jesus' disciples, specifically Peter, James, and John. And you have what we see just known as, labeled as a commotion, a bunch of people weeping and wailing loudly. The same people who laugh at Jesus when he says that the child is not dead, but sleeping. And in all of these people, in all of these events, according to our passage, Jairus here doesn't say a single word. As far as we can tell, he simply follows Jesus. First, back to his house, then to the room where the child lay, then witnessing the resurrection of his daughter. There's no cry of despair upon hearing the news of his daughter. No lashing out in anger or attestation. No mocking Jesus when he said his daughter was only sleeping. Just silence. There's actually no sign of him making any sort of response at all up until the resurrection of his daughter, where in verse 42 it says that they were overcome with amazement. What is going on here? Now, full disclosure, we weren't given any clear insight into what's going on in Jairus' mind in the midst of all of this. So nobody can say that they know exactly what's going on. We don't know if he's angry, sorrowful, or just numb. he was likely feeling some, if not all of those things, at least to some extent, but again, we just don't know for sure. But as I was thinking about this passage, I believe it's possible that in the midst of all of this, Jairus also had hope. It's possible that Jairus was filled, or at least had some amount of hope. See, Jairus is probably very eager to bring Jesus to his home. Because again, remember, when he first approached Jesus, he falls on his knees and earnestly asks for Jesus to come and heal his daughter who is very ill. So he's probably very eager to come. So I imagine once Jesus agrees to go with him, he is rushing ahead of the crowd, not wanting to waste even a single second. But then all of a sudden, he looks back and notices that Jesus and the crowd behind him is no longer following him. They've all stopped to heal, and they see this woman who is being healed. And I imagine Jairus initially being maybe impatient or frustrated, maybe even fearful, might be thinking, Jesus, let's get going. What are you doing? Don't you know that my daughter is near death? Come on. Yet, as he paused, this was the moment where he also saw a woman healed of her 12-year-long illness. Not because Jesus laid his hands on her or spoke some words over her, but because she touched his garments. In other words, Jesus didn't even do anything. And yet this woman was instantly healed. Not only that, Jesus somehow picked out this woman in the middle of the crowd, knowing that this was the one who had touched his garments, and then he blesses her and sends her off on her way. I mean, Jairus already had tremendous faith. He, after all, again, came and approached Jesus. But I can't help but wonder if that faith grew even more as he saw this woman healed right before his eyes. I can't help but wonder if in this random, unexpected pit stop, undesired pit stop, he was filled, or at least filled with some amount of hope in knowing that this man, Jesus, could heal his daughter, that against all odds, he could even raise her back to life. I wonder if that's why he was silent. He remembered what had happened to this woman, what Jesus had done, what he could do. You see, Jesus is our giver of hope. Or even in the seemingly hopeless situations, the darkest of times, against all odds, he is our hope. And through ways both obvious and unseen, he provides for us, speaks to us, and gives us hope. He knows exactly what he's doing, and what's required of us is to trust in him. To not fear, but to believe, just as Jairus does here. Do you lack hope today? Are there things in your life that seem daunting? Things where God doesn't seem to be moving or moving fast enough? Whether that's you or not, let's place our hope in Jesus today. He knows what he is doing, and I believe that he is providing for you in ways that you can see and sometimes not see. He is moving and he is active. He's giving you hope today. So let's not fear, but only believe. Let me pray for us. Father, once again, I can just kind of imagine the immense impatience that Jairus may have felt. And yet, Lord, he saw you heal someone else, not with a touch, not with a word, but with this woman reaching out. And maybe it's possible that this sight gave Jairus the hope to believe that you could raise his daughter from the dead. Lord, I pray that we too would hold on to this hope, a living hope, knowing that Jesus, not because of what we see around us, not only because of what we see around us, but because we know that you, Lord, who once were dead, is now alive, that we have hope and that all things are possible because we worship and follow a living King. And so, God, I pray for any one of us who may be feeling hopeless or distraught. Fill us with your hope today. Help us to desire you, to want to know you all the more, to hold on to you, to not fear, but to believe. Thank you, Lord, that you are our hope. I pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.